Backtalk is an extension of the long-running, award-winning movie review show, It's Movie Time, which airs Fridays at 4:01 and 8:01 p.m. on WCBE 90.5 FM, Columbus, Ohio. Produced and hosted by John DeSando, this podcast features additional content and banter with guests. Backtalk is listed by FeedSpot as one of the top 10 movie review podcasts on NPR.
I love hearing that.
I'm John DeSando.
And I'm Wayne Miller.
And this is
Backtalk. And I think I hear Maxine knocking at the door.
Well, we've got a lot of ambient sound going on today.
Yep.
But heck, this is the city.
It gives it more of that homey feel.
It does.
You know, that spontaneity.
We certainly have a new lady.
Yes.
I don't know if we call her a femme fatale.
A final girl. That's the new word for any of these thriller slasher type flicks, that there's a young lady like a Jamie Lee Curtis in Halloween that survives to the end.
Right, so she's the last woman standing.
Yes. This is the third movie in Ty West, the director's trilogy. The first one was X. The second one was Pearl, which was a prequel to X. And Maxine is a sequel.
With three X's.
Three
Maxine
X's.
With three X's. That's to let you know.
She was a porn star. Now she's trying to go legit. The movie X that came out a couple years ago, her character, of course, not to give it away, but survived to the end as she was going to break into the movie, but the porn movie business.
This is Mia Goth. She has a future.
I think so. And she's got a very unique look to her with her kind of freckle on her right temple. Her freckle and looked like a bit of a birthmark, but she's kind of a cross between, because when she's dolled up, she reminds me a little bit of Tippi Hedren, you know?
Well, I know everybody does. And then you always love those imperfections.
Yes, I do.
And all I see is Taylor Swift being a little bit sexy.
Yep, that's true too. But also, for those out the name Natasha Lyon, L-Y-O-N-N-E, a star of Orange is the New Black, but also recently a TV series called Poker Face, and she's got that really wild look to her, soft-spoken until she gets ticked off, Maxine has.
Yes.
With her little southern accent.
Appropriately named Maxine Minx.
That's her stage name.
That's her. She is a porn star who wants to make it legit.
Yes, and so she tries out for a movie, is hired, but it's a sequel to a slasher film. And so she's going to have a small part in that.
The tryout scene here is one worth seeing.
Yes, yes, because she does a great job trying out for the movie, which really impressed the kind of Scandinavian Amazonian director.
She is terrific. And she plays Elizabeth Bender, the director.
Yes.
So, and also, right after that, when our Mia passes the other ladies who are trying out, she gives them a really snarky response about how they ought to go home because she just nailed it.
Yeah, and she's walking a row of waiting, you know, in the lobby to, you know, be called in for their audition. So you might as well go home because I effing nailed it. And so she has a spirit about her that I really like. She's also got a number of, one of them, her gay neighbor, runs a video store, because this is 1985.
Yeah.
Kind of a blockbuster of VHS tapes. On the lower level of the building she happens to have an apartment in. They're friends, and she's also friends with several women, unfortunately, and this is about a murderer. And based on a true incident, the Night Stalker in the mid-80s in Los Angeles.
And also, it's going to remind you a little bit of Once Upon a Time in Hollywood.
Embraces the underbelly.
Yeah, it's the
sleazy,
seedy.
Sleazier side of Hollywood.
Which was prevalent in the 80s.
Yes, yes, well, it's prevalent now.
Yeah.
Along Sunset Strip, you know, you and I've been out there to L.A. and your son takes around. And it's a very interesting place. I tell you, John, what really interested me about this movie, you know, I'm a Hitchcock fan.
Yes.
The homages to Hitchcock.
Oh, yeah.
The largest one being her movie, the legit movie she's making is on Universal Backlot. And so she happens to actually chased by a memorable Kevin Bacon as a real sleazy private eye. She makes it to the facade of the old Psycho house up on the hill. But there's other ones, like, you know, like the knife attack on her neighbor, blood circling the drain, you know, a lot of shots.
and Bacon as that seedy DI would have to remind you of Orson Welles.
Yeah.
Right.
That, but also a much grungier Martin Balsam, the PI, Hitchcock's Psycho,
right.
You know, so another homage there. But also the posters for this sequel movie that she's making, that the movie within a movie, that the poster has the lead actress with a big mouth open like a screen, the famous shot of Janet Leigh in the shower.
Yes. This is Ty West.
Yep.
And we might hear some more from him, but this trilogy certainly has made a name for him.
There might be a sequel for this one.
Well, yeah.
I would hope so.
Well, we'll see. We'll see more of Mia Goth in future films.
And ably supported by a very good, talented supporting cast.
Yeah.
Bobby Cannavale, Michelle Monaghan.
They play the detective duo.
Yes, I like
and
that.
And they're light and...
And her agent or lawyer or whatever, Maxine's agent, memorable character actor, Giancarlo Esposito.
Right. He steals the show.
Yeah.
We have people out there worrying, this is a porn star? So what is this going to be like?
Very little nudity in it. During her audition, the director asked her to take her top off, which would lead up to a gratuitous shot of her breast. We don't get that.
No,
here.
We don't. We get very little.
It's not for the young. I'd say no younger. I'd say a very mature high schooler and above because of the scenes of violence. Ty West just loves his blood and gore. It's a bit over the top.
You're telling me probably teens and above to enjoy this, but it's really more of a evocation of an era.
Yes.
And it's also another and a different and an interesting twist on the old starlet trying to make it in Hollywood.
Yeah.
A lot of paternalism in this, as there was in the 80s, and there still is, but more so then. There's some suggestion here that she made it, and even paralleling Mia Goth herself as to making it into a star who was lucky enough to be on It's Movie Time.
It's how appropriate.
All right, so Wayne Miller, the movie is Maxine with three X's.
Yep.
What do you recommend?
I would recommend be very discerning in their thriller movie taste.
All right.
Some of the violence, though, is laughable. So there's some witty moments here of people being dispatched or maimed.
Right. And we're hoping that the people who are renovating the condo above us appreciate that we recorded even doing their renovation.
Because we're professionals.
And we don't stop.
No, we don't.